In general, we've been very pleased with how we've got on in phase one. It's an improvement on where Bangor were at this stage last season.
Carmarthen is a bit of a revival for them at the moment. They're trying to claw back their points and get them out of trouble. You've got to look at sides like Barry and Aberystwyth. Aberystwyth will want to come about and qualify for Europe. They're a big club and they can draw big crowds and everything.
I canvassed a lot of opinion in the summer as to what the league was about and pace, strength, intensity. And to be fair, it's more than lived up to its expectations.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Webber.
So here we go then, eyes down looking. It's the second phase of the JD Welsh Premier League and I've got the hoi polloi with me here to discuss where we're going. I've prized them with beer. We're 7 pints down. Jonah's with me, of course. I'm also joined by Kevin Nicholson from Bangor City, Gavin Chesterfield from Barry Town United, and Jordan Jones from a club Peldroid. Jonah, this is the time where we wonder who's going anywhere, and we've already had the pre-chat before we started recording this. No position is callable at the moment.
Absolutely, Mag. I think TNS might have just cemented the title. Is it too early to say that? I don't want to be a spoiler, but they're gone 12 points clear. They had a wonderful...
Can't say it. Kevin Nicholson's here.
Yeah, that's... Sorry, Kev. They had a wonderful period, but they'll take some catching. They are the Manchester City of our league, and they'll take some catching. But the race for everything else is definitely on. Carmarthen still don't think they're going to go down. I've spoken to a few of their players. Press that in their first season back in. Definitely don't think they're going down. Aber think they're safe, so Aber are starting to look towards a seventh place. Gavin and the boys, the rest of the boys in the bottom six of Europe, definitely got European, you know, adventures in their dreams. And why shouldn't they? And everybody in the top six has a chance. They're in the European semi-final already. So for every team, the league is really only just starting.
Which is the most interesting half of the league?
Perhaps. I think the top battle is amazing. The European places, because every one of them teams really do. Maybe the Druids. Huey would have to perform a miracle to get in the top six. But Connors, Key, Bangor, Ballot and Cardiff met. There's 3 points between them, right? There's 10 games to go. 4 teams for 2 automatic places. What a scrap that's going to be.
Well, we'll talk to the two managers that we've got with us in a second. You need to move that chair closer to me because my arm's hurting holding it over there. Oh, dear. Jordan Jones, Club Peldroid, you can be my sidekick from now on. What do you make of it all so far?
You just have to praise the format of the league to see there's so much left to play in phase two. We saw a big crowd at the Rock between Kevin Druids and Clan Didno, and it's good to see so much interest in the Welsh Premier League as well.
I was going to say they come out for Welsh Premier League football when the games are good, and they, obviously you've got quite a lot of Wrexham fans. Fans came out for that Kevin Druids game, but we've seen some other decent attendances, especially at Bangor now.
Yeah, Bangor and Barry. To be honest, it's always good to see good crowds in the Welsh Premier League. Really, from my perspective, I'd like to see more, like an average of 500 fans at a game, and then moving on to 1,000, and then you've got your national league back then.
And what do you think about where we're going in the next few months? Which are the teams we should be looking out for?
I'm really excited. Last season was more about the bottom six, really, because we saw how much TNS dominated the league. This season, you look at TNS, where they've still got a gap over the teams nearest place to them, and I think it's just down to a bit of inconsistency between the sides below them, really. But obviously, as mentioned, the Europa League spots to play for as well, the Kevin Druids. It's a remarkable story to see them break into the top six after how he played last season. They were actually ranked as with the bookmakers said that they were going to get relegated this season, along with Bristol and Town. So it was amazing to see Kevin Druids in the top six.
And of course, we saw Newtown do so well last season. That's come from nowhere to save themselves and need to get into Europe. What do we make of the potential of a Prestatyn or even a Carmarthen rallying in the last minute?
I think with Carmarthen, is a bit of a revival for them at the moment. They're trying to claw back their points and get them out of trouble. You've got to look at sides like Barry and Aberystwyth. Aberystwyth will want to come about and qualify for Europe. They're a big club. They can draw big crowds and everything. That might help them. Barry as well, they've got big crowds and a good set of players. Can't really see Prestatyn going for it. I think they lost to Newtown and that. But anything can happen in the Welsh Premier League.
Well, everything to play for. And now I'm joined by two wonderful managers who are going to discuss their past, present and future. And I'll turn to Kevin Nicholson first. Kevin, of course, this time last season, we didn't know who you were. You weren't with us to a certain extent, were you? How has it been managing Bangor?
It's been enjoyable. I've struck up an excellent working relationship with Gary Taylor Fletcher, which has certainly helped. And the players have been fantastic. They've responded to all of our ideas, and you know, in general, we've been very pleased with how we've got on in phase one. Because I think if you look at it, it's an improvement on where Bangor were at this stage last season. We have more points. We've conceded, I think, 10 less goals than what we had at the club at that stage last season. And I was looking earlier on today, I think the points gap between Bangor and TNS, which is always the gap that I think as a club Bangor should be looking to reduce, was 28 points after 22 matches. This season it's 14, so that's been halved. And I think that's not just to do with us or to do with TNS, it's to do with the whole league in general and how the standard has improved and how difficult every game is. And anybody is capable of beating anybody on the day.
Now, of course, you all raised our expectations massively on the first game of the season when you beat TNS at Nantporth, and there was me jumping on the bandwagon, Bangor for champions. What's gone wrong?
Nothing's gone wrong. I mean, there's no surprise. Listen, there's no surprise to the fact that again this season TNS are at the top. As I've just said, they're not as far ahead as what they have been in previous seasons, so that shows everyone's becoming more competitive and striving to become better. The win on the first game of the season was a fantastic performance from the team and a thoroughly deserved victory on the night. And probably there and then, the expectation level, of course, went up. But actually, you know, we dealt with that quite well early on, because I think we won five of our first six matches in the league, and we found ourselves top, heading in actually into the game against Barry at home, which was match day seven. So, you know, like I say, we've been pleased still with how we've done. We've recorded victories against the three teams that finished above the club last season, in TNS, Connors Key and Bala. We're just looking forward now to what is going to be kind of a 10-game season in phase two.
What's been the most pleasing part of the season so far for you?
I think the pleasing part is some of the football that we've played. I think we've played some excellent football on certain occasions. I'm not saying every game we've played well, because, like I say, I think that the competition within the league is tough. Every game is a test, and you have to, you know, you fully respect every opposition. And I think there's many, many well-organised teams in the league. But the football, bringing through some of the younger players, giving them their debuts, some of the academy products, which we've managed to do, which I think is really important for any club. Just some of the results we've had. And also, we had a period throughout November and December where I thought we were very consistent. I think we went eight matches unbeaten in the Premier League, winning five, drawing three, and I think only conceding four. So we've shown that we can be consistent. We've shown that we can beat the best teams. Would we have liked to have had more points than what we've got at this stage? Yes, we would have liked to probably had four or five more points, but I'm sure every manager in the division would probably you know, be thinking exactly the same. And now, like I say, we have to, you know, put phase one to bed and concentrate on phase two, and we see it very much as a new season starting against Cardiff Met on February the 3rd.
Two quick questions about the past. Your dynamic with Gary Taylor Fletcher, you do really seem to work very well and feed off each other very well. How has that developed over the past few months? And you know, when you came into the club and worked with Gary, how did you know that that was going to work?
Probably after the first conversation over the phone we had, actually, funny enough. I mean, you know, in football, if you can find people that you relate to immediately and they share a similar philosophy to you and the principles of the way that you work, then of course it's going to make things a lot easier. And we've struck up a very good relationship, not just on the field in terms of the work, but also off the field. We speak most days, if not every day, about different issues and things to do with the team. And, you know, I highly respect him for what he's achieved in the game as a player. And also the fact that he's got that ambition to turn his playing career into a management career as well. And I'd say as well, this season so far, he's been pivotal to what we've done on the field. He's vital to the way that we play. He's a really, really important player. And you see his presence on the field, you feel his presence on the field, you see his presence on the field, and all the other players feed off that. And, you know, we hope we've got a fit and firing Gary Taylor-Fletcher in the last 10 games of the season, because we're going to need it.
Now, it's always been the case that Bangor fans have believed they should be at the higher echelons of Welsh football, and history would prove that they have been. So there's always that pressure from the fans to do well this season, but obviously the club's gone under new ownership, there are new people involved in the club, and how have they impressed upon you how much needs to be achieved for this club? And I hate to bring it back to the TNS thing, but was there ever a conversation of, we need to beat TNS this season?
What do you mean by we need to beat TNS?
You need to be top of the league in TNS second year?
No, listen, I think any team, wherever you finish in the previous season, you always want to better that. Every club throughout the country, in every league, whether it's the Premier League, whether it's the Welsh Premier League, the English Premier League, the Championship, League Two, whatever, it doesn't matter. If you finish in a certain position, you want to better that. Bangor finished fourth last season and qualified for the Europa League, which is a brilliant achievement through the playoffs. Naturally, we want to try and qualify automatically for Europe this season, because that would be an improvement on last season. TNS are still ahead of the rest at this moment in time. Whether that changes in years to come in the next 2, 3, 4 years, that'll be interesting to see. But obviously, they have good backing, good finance, I'm sure, behind them as well in terms of qualifying for the Champions League every year. So that helps them continue that success. And I think it's just down to every team to try and close the gap just to make it a more competitive league. Mm. But if we finish third this season, then that will be a very good achievement, because that's an improvement on last season.
I'll come back to the next 10 games in a second. Jonah, your analysis of where Bangor have got themselves so far?
Just to back what Kevin said there, they've had a very decent season. And I think European football and the Iron Brew, I'll just bring it up quickly, right? How well TNS have done in the Iron Brew, and I'd love to see them go and win it, because it'll show the standard of our league and how well Bangor and the likes are have done to stick on the tails of TNS so far. Like he said, this stage last season, they won the league by 28 points, I think, last season. I don't think they will this season, even though it's going to be a real dogfight now in this top 10. But every team, if you've got a team at the top of the league, they always say, when Real Madrid and Barcelona, they say, oh, it was a two-team league, and it's no good because they're pulling away from everybody. Then Seville go and win the Europa League 3 years on a trot. So if the teams at the top are excellent, the teams trying to catch them can only improve to be excellent. And I think every team below TNS have improved this season, undoubtedly.
So, Kevin, here we go. The next 10 set of games are very crucial to you. In starting with your first game, how do you think you're going to be ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it and you break it down, I think the first three games will be vital. Making sure that we get off to a strong start is going to be really important. We've got a tough first game straight off in terms of Cardiff Met. They're actually the only team that have beat us twice, funny enough, in phase one. So in terms of a start point with our mentality going into that game, we've got a point to prove with that. There's no doubt about that. But it's the business end. I think if you look at it, I think 70% of the season's complete, 30% to go, and it is very much the business end. And it'll be a sprint to the finish, and you've got to get off to a strong start. We're looking forward to the game. In the league, I think they've only won 2 out of the last 9, and we've only lost 2 out of the last 9. So it'll be an interesting game.
Now, we've talked before we came on air about fine margins, and a lot of the games already this season have been like one goal wins, one goal deficits. Are you predicting the same for this final 10, even more so?
Yeah, very much so. I think you only have to look at the results over the past few months and how tight the score lines have been. I think the majority of the games has probably been one or two goals within the scoreline. And I think that comes down to, again, the fact that every team is well coached, every team's well drilled, some good managers, good coaches within the league that know their stuff, and that's why their teams are well organised. And there's been nowhere that's been an easy place to go and play. And what we found was, particularly in the last few months, the teams that come and play us in Bangor would be extremely difficult to break down. And, you know, therefore we've got to become better in trying to break teams down. But the second half of the season will be interesting for us. We've done very, very well against the teams, done very well against the teams that have finished in that top six. So we'll see if that holds us in good stead come the finish.
Any shocks for you? Were you shocked that Druids made the cut?
Well, everyone deserves to finish where they finish.
Yeah, definitely.
At that point. Because it's not just about one game. Or I think you mentioned about the first game of the season against TNS. And I think I said after that game, nothing's won or lost after one game. And I think, you know, you'd say the same after six matches, the same after 12 matches. But come a certain point in a league season, 20 games, 30 games, 40 games, you are where you deserve to be, because that's the facts. You've won that many games or lost that many games or whatever. So they've done fantastically well. Again, another well-organised team. Manager gets them well-organised. But it just shows you how competitive the league was, because it went down to the last game, the last couple of games, where there were still three teams competing to be in that last slot. But yeah, I've got so much respect for the league. I mean, having only worked in it for 8 months since joining Bangor and coming to the league, and a lot of people had spoke to me about the league in the past, and a lot of people have had, I suppose, perceptions from the outside looking in. I would say to everybody, this is a very, very strong competitive league. Good managers, good coaches, well-organised teams, and no game is easy. And, you know, we found that out. We're pleased with how we've done. But, you know, Kevin Drew is getting in sixth place. Just shows you the work that other teams put in as well.
Well, one of those teams that was in that race for that final position, the manager's here, Gavin Chesterfield from Barrytown United. And Gavin, let's have your neutral's perspective of what Kevin said there, and actually that top six. How do you think that's going to play out?
First of all, I just want to echo Kevin's thoughts, really. You know, we're new to the league this year as well, and fantastic in terms of, you know, organisational strength. I think teams are well set up, some really good quality players that sometimes probably don't get the credit they deserve. But just want to echo Kevin's thoughts, really. Every single game you have to be up for it. And for me as a coach and as a manager as well, the best thing about the league for me is that every week is a different challenge. We've come up against so many different systems, so many different styles of play, so many opportunities to exploit, and indeed so many threats to be aware of. And that's the great thing. But top six is going to be, you know, hugely interesting. First of all, I want to congratulate Hugh at Kevin Drews. I think it's a magnificent achievement. And I think that in the main, they might be the dark horses, you know, of the top six, because the shackles might be off a little bit for them, you know, and I think that it might be a great opportunity for them to go and really cause some upsets. But, you know, not just because Kev's here now, but, you know, the best team we've played this year is Bangor. No doubt in my mind at all. You know, in terms of their style, in terms of the threats they carry, TNS are a magnificent outfit, but in the games that we played, Bangor impressed me hugely. You know, I hope they do well, like I hope all teams do well, you know, because I want the best teams competing at the top end of Welsh football to do the best things for Welsh football.
This time, the tail end of last season, Hughie Griffiths was standing on a stage with me for the Manager of the Month, Manager of the Year shortlist, and thoroughly deserved. Do you think he's going to be there next season?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's a fantastic achievement, you know. I think Jordan mentioned earlier that they were with the bookies as one of the favourites for relegation, you know. So to do the job they've done, you know, him and the players, fantastic. And they can go and enjoy themselves in the top six and as I said, loosen those shackles a little bit.
Okay, Jonah.
Mark, regarding the Druids, and it's the same for Gavin, obviously, and it's the same for Kevin, right? And I think that sometimes these boys don't get mentioned, and Hughie Griffiths does mention his boys. Some of these backroom boys working at these Welsh Premier clubs, right, they are going under the radar. You've got Dave Taylor in charge of the strikers at the Druids, and he helps Huey with the coaching. You know, he was a 47-goal European boot winner, right? And he's been with that club now, you know, many a year. The dedication of some of these backroom staff in the Welsh Premier League, they're all badged up. Most of them have got the European standard badges, right? Which just goes to show, like you say, Kev's just said it, Gav just said it, how hard these clubs are working to get in these decent situation. Sometimes goes under the radar in the Welsh press, mate. They're working bang an hour in 3 days a week. Barry are training three now. I live around the corner from Barry. The lights are always on. They're training, you know, as many times as they can. They did hour after hour after hour. 20 years ago, it might have been once a week, hopefully twice. And the standards have raised so much, mate. And I think that some of these coaches, you know, the coaching level has progressed massively, mate.
We'll move on to the bottom six in a second and talk more to Gavin. Before we leave the top six, Jordan, two clubs that obviously were dominating that top six last season, Nomads and Bala. And we all got a little bit of a shock because Bala slipped below Nomads. And look, Bala got the Welsh Cup and it was what they were after, so therefore, fair play. We haven't talked much about Bala and Nomads. What do you think of them in this top six?
From what I've seen of Bala, they're really a direct side. I mentioned to Gav before is that they've got a lot of height in their team as well. And like has been mentioned before, the margins in this league are quite small. Looking at it, Chris Venables had a moment of magic against Cardiff Met, and that was it. It was won in stoppage time. Looking at it, the Nomads as well, they like to use their height and everything, and they've got like a lot of ex National League players, a lot from Chester as well. So looking at those sides, they're going to do well in the top six. It's all about who comes out on top, really.
Okay, well, let's move to the other six teams who certainly have a lot to fight for. There's two or three teams down the bottom wondering whether they're going to be in the league next season, and there's a few teams above them who still really fancy Europe. Jonah, you always say to me there's always something to play for until the last day of the season in that bottom six. What do you think?
Well, I said it to you at the beginning of the season. I said it to you last season. Some people have knocked the 12 system. I've come on record, I always get stick off the boys in the FA. I most probably like to see it personally back as a 16. But the 12 has definitely worked since it's been brought in. It goes right to the last kick. I think it was speaking to Gavin about it earlier on. I think last season there was one game on the last day which didn't have any concern in any of the issues with European football, with relegation, with top seven. And it's going to map that way out again. Like I said, Carmarthen Town are on 12 points. They think they can stay up. Prestatyn, I think they can stay up. Aberystwyth, Barry, Newtown and Llandudno are in a race for Europe. It's no doubt about it, mate. And until you do get in a European slot, until them boys have the journey, the European journey, and your club, football's not all about finance. But I keep on about it. If you get to Europe and you get €210,000, right, what a relief to a football club who have to scrimp and save, have to go and get the sponsor, have to have your programme seller, your raffle ticket seller. This is football at this level. That prize of €210,000 and joining Europe, just ask Gav and Kevin about it. It's gigantic, Mark. It's undersold, honestly.
Well, let's ask Gavin Chesterfield. Look, not only is Jonah waving a €200,000 cheque in front of you, I'm sure that there are many people down at Jenner waving the history of that club in Europe in front of you. You are still in the running. How does that feel?
Yeah, delighted. You know, we're on 27 points at the moment, and it's been tough. Kev mentioned earlier that every manager in the league is going to think that maybe we could be a couple of points better off here and there, and we're no different. And, you know, I've reflected, and I think that we could have been 5 points better off. That would have been enough to see us through. But we also mentioned earlier that the league doesn't lie. You are where we are. Yeah, we are where we are, sorry. So, we benefit hugely from the history of our football club and we'll never shy away from it. But, you know, we come into this season, all right, with three players who had Welsh Premier League experience in Mike Lewis, Terrell Webb and Drew Fahir. You know, so for my lads to do what they're doing at the moment shows their growth, and I think that growth will continue.
And let's talk about those that have come in, not played at this level. How have they spoken to you about the challenges they've faced, and what have they said about that step up?
Yeah, you know, Kane as a local lad who's joined us has probably been the most prevalent one. Delighted to see him get his goals so far. But you ask him, he knows he's in for a game every single week and comes up against well-organised defenders who know movement inside out, you know. So he's having to find extra bits to his game as well, which I know is a challenge he's enjoying. So, yeah, tough challenge. But, you know, I just focus focus on the lads at the moment. As I said, three players of Welsh Prem experience, and you know, I canvassed a lot of opinion in the summer as to what the league was about and pace, strength, intensity, you know, quality. And to be fair, it's more than lived up to his expectations.
Now, you know, you've got a battle ahead of you. You know it's going to be fine margins in your part of the league just as much as Bangor's part of the league. Let's talk about what you need to do to address that. I know you're not going to tell me where the deficiencies of Barrington United are. That's for somebody else to do. But where do you think that you're going to need to sort of improve to win those battles?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think that we need to score more goals as a team, you know. I think we've proven that we're a well-organised team. I think on our day we're quite a difficult team to break down. And I think that we've got real good threats in the team as well. But I think that we do need to improve, you know, our goal scoring from all parts of the team, really. And that will naturally help the lads at the top end of the pitch. So that's a key area that we're trying to improve. But, you know, if you were to ask any manager in the league, they're all after that striker.
And with a feeling that perhaps you are safe at least in this league and you will be playing Welsh Premier League football next season, does that help in the conversations that you have to bring that sort of support in?
I think that's a huge presumption, if I'm being honest. You know, the way I look at it at the moment is the fact that, you know, Carmarthen and Prestatyn are two very good sides, you know, and it shows the strength of the league that they find themselves in the relegation place at the moment. But I can tell you now that we're taking absolutely nothing for granted. We're looking forward to the first game of the conference games now against Aberystwyth at home, but for us, we've got to make sure that we stay in this league first and foremost.
I'll come back to Aberystwyth in a second. Jonah wants to tell me off for asking that question.
No, I said that to you last week, I think, Mark. I said, this is the scenario which could happen. If anybody in Gavin's situation, he's on 27 points, and one team in the relegation area are on 15 points. If Gav thinks he can have a couple of Saturday afternoons off, or his lads think they can have a couple of Saturday afternoons off, by the time the end of February comes, he could be in a relegation area. Mark, there's no doubt, this league is going to have to be competed for right to the death. And I'm glad we got Gavin here today. I'm glad we got Kevin here today. So it's just not me happening on about it. They've just told you. Kevin's trying to tell you how hard it is and what a challenge it would be for Bangor to finish third. A club as big as that finishing third, by the way. And Gavin Chesterfield's trying to tell you in his first season, he had three players last year. He got three players with Welsh League experience and they're on a chance of European football. But his first job this season, let's cut no cloth, was for Ballytown to be safe. And he's not safe yet.
I'm glad they're here as well because I don't have to talk to you. Aberystwyth. You've mentioned them. Are they the new town of this season, the team that is going to start rallying up the chart?
How difficult to say, isn't it? You know, with a manager, Nev Powell, they've got huge experience, knows the league inside out. And I've seen they've strengthened over recent days, so they'll be a threat. But, you know, every team, we know the league now, so I feel as if I'm able to comment. And, you know, the guys who find themselves at the moment in the bottom half of the league, you know, there's fine margins between us all, you know. And a lot of us could have thought maybe we could have eked into that sixth place. We are where we are, as we mentioned earlier, so it's going to make for some really interesting, tight, hopefully exciting football, you know, come the split.
Barry fans have always been excited about the adventures that they've had at this level of Welsh football. You see them far more than I do. Every day, week in, week out, you see them turn up at Jenner Park. Are they your 12th, 13th and 14th man?
Absolutely. Hugely privileged to work for such a great bunch of people. And I do see that. I work for them, you know. The players work for them because that's what a football club's about. They support us through thick and thin. I think they've added so much to the league, both home and away. You ask any club and I think that they'll support that. And one day it'd be great to for us to share some stories together ourselves. We've been on an interesting journey so far, but hopefully that ride's going to continue for a bit longer yet.
Do you feel you are on a ride which could actually go that next step this season? I mean, you've travelled, you know, how many leagues you've got up? You've got three leagues up straight away, and you know, that was a heck of achievement at the best. You and Hannah and everybody else there has built that team up from scratch again. You know, you've got to be praised for that, but is there an element of you probably looking at this season as, let's take a breather, people?
I'm more than happy to stay in the league next year, you know, but, you know, whilst that carrot of European, you know, playoff is there, you're going to fight for it, you know, that's only natural. The key thing for me and the key thing for people to understand is the fact that, yeah, three players, but, you know, I knew I had good players, I knew they could grow, and they just needed an opportunity to grow. So the key thing now is to make sure that they continue to improve and continue to adapt and be the players I think they can be. The second thing is the big challenge is off the field. You know, I've got loads of people off the field, you know, who work tirelessly, particularly particularly in our sponsors and our secretary, David Cole, amongst many, many other people. And it's been a step up for them as well, you know, in the expectancies of their role. And I have to say, it's not just us on the field. It's all those guys who've stepped up hugely off the field as well. And, you know, we do march forward as one, as we always do in everything.
Well, it will be an interesting journey for you. Jordan, let's have a look at the other people on that journey. The new Newtown, is still there, aren't they? They're the old Newtown, and they will still want to progress as high as possible. And already, you know, we've had numerous conversations about whether Carmarthen really are dead and whether they can pull back up and whether Prestatyn can get themselves up. For me, this is some of the unknowns, probably more than the top six.
Yeah, you look at Newtown and Aberystwyth. I like to see credit that Aberystwyth have been given. It's no mean feat to beat a team like Connerskey Nomads, especially in the manner that Aberystwyth did do it as well. Newtown showed great character against Cardiff Metropolitan University as well, coming back from two goals down. So they're not out of it either. They can still continue to compete in that league. They've managed to patch up their squad after losing so many key players last season. And obviously, with that final seventh place spot, whoever wins the Welsh Cup as well has the opportunity to qualify in for Europe as well.
Kevin, you're the neutral in all of this. How do you think that bottom six is going to go?
Well, it's good. It's very tight already, isn't it? I think you only have to look at the lead table to see that. And, you know, the teams are competing for two things. One, to stay up, and two, for the seventh place position, because obviously that takes you into the playoffs. If I was to look at it right now, I mean, first of all, again, having looked at the table from last season at this stage, the teams between 7th and 10th right now have more points than what the teams at that stage had last season in them positions. So again, that just shows how the league is strengthening, how teams are improving. They're gaining more points, they're winning more games. Having played all the teams down there, I know how tough every game will be for every team within that that half. And the way I see it is I think one team between 7th and 10th currently will take the 7th position. I think Newtown and Aberystwyth probably go into phase 2 in the best form. But I mean, with Gavin here as well, I'm not just saying that again because he's here, but what a fantastic job he's done with Barry. And it'd be no surprise to me, certainly having played him twice and know how tough they are to play against. I mean, we only took 1 point out of six. You know, they won at our place and also drew in the game at Barry. So it wouldn't surprise me. Certainly now they know how the league works, and I know some of the players personally as well, and they've got a good group there, that they don't have a really strong finish to phase two and finish in that seventh place. I think it's all to play for. I think there's some good sides in there, strong sides, and yeah, like as we've been saying here, it's going to be fine margins, and every team, it's the same in the top six. You've got to play well every game. You've got to work hard every game to be on the right side of their margins.
For me, the biggest unknown in that bottom six is Prestatyn. We saw how phenomenally well they did in the Cymru Alliance last season. They romped it. Nobody expected them to do that. They all expected Carnarvon to take it. They've come up and certainly nicked quite a few spectacular results that we didn't expect. So are they the side to watch out for the most? I mean, in terms of us not knowing much about them in this sort of setup this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I'm sure Gav would back me up with this. If you come up from a division, your first priority is to stay in the division. So, and that will be no different for any team in any league. If you go above and beyond that and outperform yourself, if you like, and overachieve, then that's a bonus. And that's certainly what Barry have done so far this season. And Prestatyn are fighting to stay in the league. And they've done excellent, you know, to even accumulate the points that they've accumulated already. We again had a tough night at their place, a very difficult place to go and play, a tough pitch to play on, and that'll be the same again for every team that goes there. But like I've said from the outset, and I'm not just saying that, I've got full respect for every team within the division. Every team has their own way of playing because they've got a different set of players. That's natural. But every game is a real tough challenge that you have to try and overcome.
Well, it will be a challenge. There'll be lots of challenges in the next few months, and me and Jonah will be here to notch up every single view of that and every single opinion of that. Final word to you, Jonah. Great to have these two guys here giving us their honest opinion. Are you looking forward to the next few weeks?
Absolutely. Well, Mark, tremendous to have Kevin and Gavin here, and the honesty across the table. Like, you know, they're telling you how hard it is, the job. You know, I was Gavin's and Kevin's age once. I had black hair like the two of them, no lines on my face, no glasses, right? Boys, enjoy your black hair. Enjoy no glasses. Enjoy your youth. It'll drag you down in the end, boys, but you're doing a marvellous job, everybody. And the league goes from strength to strength, and let's have a great second half of the season.